Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
PlayStation 5 is coming out. They debuted it last week, I believe.
Yes.
And it's just months away. Do you know the arrival date ish? Is it?
It's up on Sony.com. Yeah, yeah. They're.
I thought it was next year.
No, it's this year.
Is it this year? Okay.
I thought it was, and I was wondering, Steve, if you knew if it was going to be, like, impossible to get for, like, Christmas. Is Santa Claus going to have enough of it?
It's usually difficult. There are two versions. There's one that accommodates physical media, so a game disc,
mm-hmm.
and there's one that's just solely online. You download the game off, off the various websites.
Been doing that more often,
right.
downloading content. It takes a long time.
It takes a long time. Your gigs and gigs, like your, 45, 50 gigs worth of game on your deal, especially if it's an elaborate game. What happens, though, a lot of the people who are younger gamers or may not have a lot of money, they buy the discs and then they trade them in. And, so there's some issues with that. I haven't really delved into how they're taking care of that. But you have the two options.
All right. Nick Found News Story says that they revealed the console, no specific date given, only that it will be in stores this year.
Yeah.
So we can't expect it this year.
Steve, is there a big price difference between just downloading the game and buying the physical disc?
I don't think so. No, okay. It should be pretty much the same. I mean, I've actually downloaded some games. You know what happens, though? Depending on the storage, some of these games are so graphically intense that you have to you'll have to clear space on the hard drive to make room for another game.
Yeah, and you have to like download a game even if you have it on a disc anyway.
Well,
right?
So that it runs. A lot of times, what it'll do if you can start up a game and say you're ready to start while it's still downloading.
Yeah,
and so what it'll do, they have you download a whole bunch of the content onto the system,
right.
So you're not getting any lag times.
And it's a pain in the ass because sometimes it can take hours.
Listen,
I do it.
I play on the PS4 a lot. I have Xboxes as well. I have a lot of gaming systems. And the pitch is when you're sitting down to play and they've added content and it's like,
I know. You want to play,
man,
now.
I've actually played the Xbox, Preston, while waiting for the PS4
sure.
to upload because I'm here.
I caved and went and ended up getting external drives
because
there's so much space it's taken up on that unit. And we didn't want to delete all the games. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that. You realize how expensive it is to be a kid these days?
Oh, my God.
Right?
I do.
Well, this sucker, I think the PS5 is the fully maxed out one is going, it was up like, can you check? I think it's like $700.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you have your video game systems are way more expensive. They all, at a certain age, have phones now and, not flip phones. They're all like.
Those can be $1,000.
Yeah. And it's always like, keeping up with the, with the Joneses or whatever. Yeah. So
after Joneses.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to talk my son. Listen, my son had incentives for a good report card, and he brought home a bang up report card. And I'm trying to talk him into the SE, which is like a great phone, you know. And he's like, "Yeah, but the 11." I was like, "Yeah, but the SE can do everything that the 11 does. It just doesn't."
Listen, old man, I told you what I wanted. What are you?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
Well, it's the conundrum of trying to make your kids happy,
mm-hmm.
but also not being ridiculous about it.
For me, it's trying to make me happy. What do I want?
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to wait. I'm going to let the I always say this, and I end up getting it immediately.
Yeah.
But it does look pretty badass. It's a slick looking device.
All right. So in this article I read, they had noted 15 exciting new PS5 games.
Yes.
That they saw. So I can rattle off.
And they have a lot of exclusive titles as well.
And some of these we'll know, some of these we won't.
Yeah.
Little Devil Inside, Hitman 3,
Hitman series. Big fan of the Hitman series.
Gran Turismo 7.
Gran Turismo is a super accurate driving game, so accurate that I hate it.
Deathloop, Bug Snacks, Horizon Forbidden West, Demon's Souls, which says the remake of that. Resident Evil 8, which is called Resident Evil Village.
Did you play Resident Evil, the VR version?
No.
I got to bring it in for you.
Okay.
Yeah, because
wait. No, I have it.
Yeah.
I have it, and I tinkered with it a little bit, but I didn't get deep enough into the game to where it had its claws in it. With any game, and specifically VR ones, it starts off really slow because you got to get past the learning curve
right.
before things start picking up. And then you're like, okay, I'm in this all the way, because we just started playing Walking Dead, and I started learning the beginning of it, and it's kind of clunky at first before you figure out how to move around, properly. So, yeah. And here's why I run into trouble with some games. When it comes to, and I know it's a big appeal for people, for most people, mainly younger players, I guess, are the combining things to make things.
Hate it.
I don't like that part of the game where you...
You found a leaf and a box and a battery and a...
And you try combining this and that. Well, those things don't go together, but how about these two things? Or if we put all three of them together, it makes this. Or maybe you need one more piece to blah, blah. And it's not going out and you need to go find this piece. It's like, well, try these combinations and see what happens. I don't want that part of it.
No, hate them.
Give me gun. Let me shoot.
Yeah.
Do they have, I'm sorry, Press. Yeah. Do they have escape rooms on these game systems?
Yes, they do. And in fact, we bought a VR escape room type game, and it's a lot of fun. And I've forgotten the name of it because we played it last year and I haven't gone back to it yet. But yes, they do have it. I looked up escape room type games or puzzle solving games that are similar to escape rooms, and yes, they do make them.
All right, I have another question about VR. Steve, you guys both might know, are there VR games that you can play with other people in other, you know, like how my son plays Fortnite with his friends?
It's a good question. I don't know.
I've never done that. I'm not sure, Case. I would assume that there is, or they're working on it. The games that I've played, and I played a fair amount, are all local, you
okay.
know.
By the way, rumors that prices on this on the PS5 is going to be in that $500 range or up further, depending on what package you
right,
get.
Right.
All right. So then you have Ghostwire Tokyo, is
which looks
game
pretty cool.
Stray is a game. Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
Did you ever play Ratchet and Clank?
No, I don't even know what that
is. It's a fun game. It's like a it's like a Sonic sort of vibe.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, I think these are in order of excitement. So that was number five. Number four is Sackboy, Big Adventure. I don't know. Number three is
Sackboy.
Number three is NBA 2K21.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Number two is Project Athea. You know anything about that?
I watched the trailer. It looks pretty cool. I'm not that familiar.
Here's the one they're most excited about, and if it's along the lines of the last Spider-Man game, I'm in Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Yeah.
So that'll be a playoff of Into the Spider-Verse,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Excellent. And I just hope it's the same type of play as the last Spider-Man game, because it was fan-freaking-tastic.
So they also debuted, and I don't know if it's already out, but it's a VR game where you are Iron Man, and you are, so you're the HUD.
In the suit?
In the suit, yeah.
It looks awesome.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. We are looking at is this a video of the Spider-Man game?
Yeah,
is that what that is? It's not really showing anything. Okay. Now, with this, with the video game chat, Capcom reached a major milestone for itself. And the survivor horror genre, the developer has sold over 100 million copies of Resident Evil games since the franchise kicked off.
100 million.
1996.
So my favorite game of the Resident Evil series is Resident Evil 4, which I think just absolutely was a game changer, because I've always loved the Resident Evil games. But we talked about early on, people who are now playing the games might not know that early on it was a fixed camera. You couldn't see what was coming at you until it was right up on top of you. And Resident Evil 4, you know, gave you that over-the-shoulder shot, which changed everything.
Yep. The company chalked up the success to a few factors, most notably a consistent schedule for new games. And that is, it hasn't let the franchise stay dormant for long. While that isn't as good as Capcom claims, don't ask, it says, about the stinkers like Operation Raccoon City. it does mean that the series has stayed in the limelight virtually since the launch.
Of the two franchises, Silent Hill and Resident Evil, which to you is the more terrifying?
Scary was Silent Hill.
Silent Hill.
I thought.
My wife can't be anywhere near the TV when I'm playing those games.
And I only played like the first and second game.
Yeah.
After then I bowed out on it, but it was enough to scare me at night with the lights off playing the game.
Scary as F.
Yeah.
And you think of some of the iconic creatures, the nurses without faces and the straight razors and the
And whatever that leg creature was with the legs coming up out of the top of the torso.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was, you'd hear certain noises and you're like, oh.
Here we go.
Yep.
There was a game called The Suffering that took place in a prison, if you're a fan, like Shawshank.
Yeah.
And basically the demons and ghosts of whoever was killed in that prison came back. So if, like, there were lethal injection creatures where their arms and legs were hypodermics, and they click, 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 click.
Ugh.
And it was pretty wild.
Okay. Do you like the scary games?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Mm. I like them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Casey doesn't like
them. I wish I liked video games more. I really do. I just, after it went beyond, like, two buttons, it went well beyond my
honestly, you pick up the Uncharted games.
Yeah.
They're so cinematically great. And they're just, it's really like playing a movie, and you get caught up in the plot, and it's puzzle solving. It's like Lara Croft. It's a shooter. It's got all of these elements that make it a really top game series.
The gameplay or the theme that I go back to most consistently, and it's too bad because there's not enough of them, but is just World War II games.
Yeah,
great. Steve and I have said before, it's our quote unquote favorite war.
Yes, it's our favorite war.
It's the war I'm most fascinated with.
Yeah.
And so I like I just like the simplicity of it. You know,
do they have other campaigns? Because it always seems like it's all like European stuff.
They've said there was the one Kiefer Sutherland voiced. It was the Pacific campaign.
Pacific campaigns. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but. It's those are the ones that I like the most.
I think the one thing that would probably bring me around most is a decent VR experience. Now, I did the Arkham Asylum VR thing, and I didn't care for it as much just because it was more like puzzle solving.
It's gimmicky.
Yeah.
There's a friend of mine. My friend Will swears by this place in Manhattan. It is a VR experience. And you know what? I'll have to look this up because, you know, I don't even know if I want to give out the name because he said it's so amazing. But I mean, he said it is so tactile and real because when you're in this room and you're wearing the VR equipment, there are literal things that you can grab onto
that enhance it.
That really, you know, you reach out to grab a gun and you're grabbing a handle that's real in the physical world and you touch it and use it and it appears as if it's a virtual thing.
Yeah.
And he said it's absolutely amazing. And the experiences are like 10 to 15 minutes long. They cost like $30 or something, which sounds like a lot for 10 or 15 minutes. But he said it's unbelievable.
I love
it. And a couple of them are stupid scary. Like, really? Like, Casey, you'd be terrified. Like, I probably wouldn't want to do those either.
I would like to do, like, exhilarating things. I don't want to do things where, like, I'm getting chased by killers.
Right. I'm looking for...
You guys, Kathy and Nick, do you play any games
that
immerse you?
No, and it's not that I don't like them. And whenever I do play them, I find them really enjoyable. But I missed generations of consoles
at
this point.
Yeah.
And so it's such catch up, and I just feel lost when I dive into them. You know, and but I get it. I totally get being immersed by it.
I'm back to being angry at the games. I accepted it for a while, but now it's like it drives me insane.
It's called The Void. See if you can. See if you guys can see some video.
That's a game?
It's the name of the experience.
Oh, okay.
It's in New York City. It's
okay.
It's called The Void.
See, I'm looking forward to there being apparati that is like Ready Player One.
Taptic gloves and things that give you pressure when you hold something and compress and give you the sensation of motion. Yeah.
Well, also like basically walking on a 360
Sunshine.
Treadmill. No, that too. But like a 360 treadmill and things like that.
Yeah. It sounds awesome.
What I love is watching people on America's Funniest Home Videos wearing VR things.
Fall into the TVs.
Falling over things. I think that is
hilarious. It's the freaking best. If you ever put on VR goggles, you know it can throw you off like that in a heartbeat.
Here, I found the Void. It says explore other dimensions. There's a Jumanji. There's an Avengers one, Steve.
Ah, I would do that.
Like officially, it says Shuri has recruited your team to a powerful new prototype design combining Wakandan and Stark technologies. When an enemy from the past seeks to steal the technology, you'll fight alongside some of your favorite Avengers like Doctor Strange, Wasp, Ant-Man, and more to stop the attack. So it's licensed. It's officially awesome. Sanctioned by those. There's a Star Wars one called Secrets of the Empire. There's Wreck-It Ralph. There is Ghostbusters. There's a few like that. So, but he swears by it. And yeah,
looks really cool.
I got to get to that eventually. Yeah. When they start doing stuff like that
again. And they wipe it down.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one at Disney Springs, too.
Is there? Okay. Yeah. All right. Definitely got to do that. And then one other thing. There's a new game coming out called Star Wars Squadron. Did you see that?
EA? I did, yeah.
Yeah. And I think you're inside, you're dogfighting. You're inside an X-Wing fighter or another.
So they're for the VR in the last Star Wars Battlefront game, there was an additional component to it that you downloaded, where you are flying in an X-Wing fighter and you're doing a raid around a Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable.
And it's VR?
It's VR. So the difference when you're in a VR setup and you're flying, you can look up through your cockpit window and follow what you're going after.
Yeah.
You know, and when you acquire that target that way, it makes it so much easier. When in other rigs, they'll sometimes put a graphic arrow up on the screen to show you where you're...
This one you crane your neck.
Yeah, right.
So I assume you got to sit down for that.
I stand too. Yeah, okay. It's cool. Yeah, it probably helps to sit down. But and then Preston, the game starts off when you're there. You're in basically a completely white room and you're hearing this thudding. And then a huge AT-AT leg comes down in front of you and you look up and there it is. Yeah, it's amazing.
That's cool.
I'm like totally in a... I've gone into Fantasyland in my head.
Okay. Where are we going?
Where does yogurt come from?
I found out Greece. No, I would love for there to be a VR Madden football game where you can
where you play,
you throw, you catch, you...
It's got to be in the works, Case. It has to be. Why would you miss out on that opportunity?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely need a decent... you know, working space and floor space in order to do it. And then I was also thinking that you would need to create some sort of like barrier, right? That you would play with. No, but maybe like, all right, we'll talk about this another time because need to get into details
here. In the infancy days of VR, and this was, I don't know, 30 years ago, I did VR and it was at a mall where I went to and there was a ring that you stood in.
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
And so it would keep you in that zone so you wouldn't move and get out. And I think it just sensed your body or something like that.
Do you know what I do, honestly, when I'm playing any of these games that require you're standing up or whatever, just in general, I have a sliding coffee table that buttresses up against my legs.
Yeah.
So that gives me a point of reference in the game.
I have mats on the floor
and
where my feet are. I take my shoes off.
Right.
And I know where my foot is. I'm like, okay,
So you're not running headlong into the TV.
Yep.
Has anyone calculated how much money John Madden has made on that franchise? I mean, it's
just name alone being on there?
It's synonymous with it now. You know, it's...
Call it Madden.
It's Madden. We're going to go play Madden, you know?
It's the check that never ends, I would imagine.
It
depends
be.
On what kind of deal he made with them initially.
I was... there's a
turkey juice, right? Is that what Caliendo says?
According to Caliendo, yeah. There's a great Twitter account. Casey and I have talked about it a few times. Super 70s Sports. And the other day, they retweeted this video of Miller Lite beer from the 70s. And
yes.
It starred Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh,
at the end of the commercial, John Madden comes out from the outfield, like works his way through. You know, it's 40 years old at this point. But it's that's the same guy that is now synonymous with this franchise that's going to last forever. You know?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. All right, anyhow, they more stuff to buy.
Haven't even gone to the new Xbox, which is coming out as well.
Coming too?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Get the whole Preston and Steve show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.